person. I hope you're having an amazing day. And if not, that's okay too. Welcome to the second episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On, place where we challenge the pressures of modern life and focus on building a healthier, happier mindset. I'm Aditya Diga, and today we're tackling a big one, hustle culture. Hustle culture is a glorification of being busy, of grinding 24/7, and it's everywhere. Social media is full of messages like team no sleep and rise and grind, but what they don't show is the burnout, stress, and sometimes even health issues that come along for the ride. Today, we're here to challenge that. I want to unpack why rest is productive, how it benefits your mental and physical health, and give you practical tools to embrace it without guilt. So get comfortable and let's dive into this important conversation. Let's start by breaking down hustle culture a bit more. Hustle culture says that your worth is tied to how much you do, how much you achieve, and how busy you are. It's this idea that success means being constantly on the go, sacrificing sleep, rest, and sometimes even relationships for the grind. We've all seen those influencers posting about their 5 a.m. grind or their 18-hour workdays. And I'll admit, I used to think, wow, they're so productive. I should be doing that too. But here's the thing. Hustle culture isn't just about working hard. It's about overworking. It's about ignoring the signals of your body and mind and what they're sending you because you feel like you have to keep going. And that can lead to burnout, anxiety, and even long-term health problems. The scariest part? It's so normalized. Think about phrases we hear all the time. We wear busyness like a badge of honor, but what are we actually honoring? Here's a question to reflect on. When was the last time you felt truly rested? Not just physically, but mentally and emotionally too. For many of us, rest feels like a luxury, even when it should be a priority and a necessity. Let's take a step back and look at where hustle culture actually came from. Historically, hustle culture can be traced to the Industrial Revolution, where hard work and productivity were tied directly to economic survival. But in recent decades, it takes on a different form. The rise of social media has amplified hustle culture. Platforms like Instagram and LinkedIn are filled with people showing off their success, whether it's working long hours, launching a business, or juggling multiple jobs. Suddenly, it's not just about working hard. It's about performing your hard work for an audience. And there is this influence of the self-help industry, which often promotes the idea that you're not doing enough unless you're constantly striving for more. While ambition is great, this mindset creates pressure to always be busy, leaving little room for rest or balance. It's fascinating to see how something that started as a survival mechanism has evolved into this toxic culture. Understanding its origins can help us start to dismantle it in our own lives. We've talked about what hustle culture is, but let's dive deeper into how it affects mental health. Constantly pushing yourself to be productive can lead to burnout, a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by this period of prolonged stress. Burnout isn't just feeling tired, it's feeling completely depleted. It can make you feel detached from your work, lower your self-esteem, and even lead to anxiety and depression. What's worse is that hustle culture often makes people feel guilty for experiencing these emotions. It creates this narrative that if you're struggling, it's because you're not working hard enough, when in reality, it's the overworking that's causing the problem. If you've ever felt this way, know that you're not alone. Recognizing the link between hustle culture and mental health is the first step in breaking free from it. Hustle culture thrives on myths, ideas that sound good on the surface but fall apart when you look closer. Let's bust a few of them. Myth number one, sleep is for the weak. No, sleep is for the smart. Science shows that getting enough sleep improves focus, creativity, and decision making. The lack of sleep does the exact opposite, makes you less effective, not more. Myth number two, you have to sacrifice everything for success. This is also not true. True success includes balance. Sacrificing your health and relationships might bring short-term gains, but it's not sustainable in the long run at all. The third myth is productivity equals worth. This is not true at all. Your worth isn't tied to how much you do. You're valuable simply because you exist, not because of your output. When you start questioning these myths, you'll see that hustle culture is built on shaky foundations. You don't have to buy into it to be successful. So let's talk science. Did you know that your brain actually processes and stores information when you're resting? This process is called memory consolidation. It's why you often come up with your best ideas when you're taking a shower or lying in bed. Rest also boosts your creativity. A study by the University of California, Davis and Riverside found that people who took regular breaks were more innovative than those who worked nonstop. So if you're working on a big project or trying to solve a problem, taking a step back and resting might actually help you move forward. And it's not just your brain that benefits, your body does too. Rest lowers cortisol, the stress hormone, which can help reduce inflammation and improve your immune system. It's like giving your body a chance to recharge its batteries. Here's an example. Athletes actually perform better when they schedule rest days into their training. Olympic runners, swimmers, and even marathon champions know that pushing through exhaustion isn't the key to success. Rest and recovering is. If rest is good enough for them, it's definitely good enough for us too. Another fascinating thing is how rest affects your emotional health. When you're constantly on the go, your brain doesn't have time to process emotions. That's why people often experience emotional outbursts or feel overwhelmed when they're burned out. Rest acts like a reset button, giving you the clarity and calmness to handle life's challenges. Let's talk about how social media plays a huge role in pushing hustle culture. We've all seen these perfectly curated posts about rise and grind, or influencers bragging about how little sleep they get because they're working so hard. Social media creates this illusion that everyone else is hustling harder than you, which can make you feel like you're not doing enough. What they don't show are the behind-the-scenes struggles, the burnout, the sleepless nights, and the impact on their mental health. Algorithms thrive on this kind of content because it's aspirational. But what if we shifted the narrative? Imagine a social media feed where rest, balance, and mental well-being are celebrated just as much as productivity. This is already happening with many influencers online, which is a breath of fresh air. So next time you scroll, remind yourself that social media is a highlight reel, not real life. You're not failing if you're not hustling 24/7. You're human. Here's something hopeful though. With some influencers and a new generational shift away from hustle culture, younger generations, particularly Gen Z, are increasingly prioritizing mental health and work-life balance over constant work. Movements like quiet quitting and the push for flexible work hours are signs that people are reevaluating their relationship with work. Companies are also starting to notice, and even schools, offering mental health days, remote work options, and more sustainable workloads. But the shift isn't happening overnight. It requires us to actively push back against the ingrained idea that busyness equals success. By making choices that prioritize balance, we can be a part of this positive change. One of the biggest lessons I've learned in escaping hustle culture is the power of saying no. For a lot of us, saying no feels uncomfortable. We don't want to let people down, miss opportunities, or seem unproductive. But here's the truth. Every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. You're always saying yes to work. You're saying no to rest, hobbies, or time with loved ones. Learning to set boundaries isn't about being selfish. It's about protecting your energy and making sure you have enough to give to the things that truly matter to you. Remember, saying no to one thing can sometimes mean really saying yes to yourself. Now, success is not what society tells you and not what hustle culture says. For some people, success might mean climbing the corporate ladder. For others, it might mean having time to travel, pursue hobbies, or spend time with family. Success is deeply personal, and there is no one-size-fits-all definition. When you redefine success on your own terms, you take back control. You're no longer chasing someone else's dreams. You're building a life that aligns with your values and priorities. That's how we move beyond hustle culture. Here's a big question. How do you define success? For so many of us, success looks like working long hours, hitting big goals, and constantly achieving more. But is that really success if it comes at the cost of your health and happiness? Let me challenge you to think differently. One of my favorite quotes is, "Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it." That's from Maya Angelou. And it's such a powerful reminder of success and how it doesn't have to be the same thing for everyone. So let's redefine success together. It's not about doing more. It's about doing what matters. Okay, let's address the elephant in the room. Why does rest feel so hard? For a lot of us, it's guilt. How can we overcome this guilt? We live in a society that praises busyness. Rest can feel unproductive or even selfish, especially if you're someone who's used to taking care of others or juggling a million responsibilities. But here's the mindset shift I want you to make. Rest isn't selfish. It's self-care. It's not unproductive. It's an investment in your future self. Let me share a quick story. A year ago, when I first started high school, juggling school, extracurriculars, and keeping up with family and friends and navigating new relationships. I barely had time to breathe, let alone rest. Eventually, I hit a wall. I was exhausted, irritable, and started to feel like I couldn't keep up. That's when I realized something had to change. I started setting boundaries and giving myself the permission to rest. At first, it felt strange, like I was breaking some unspoken rule. Over time, I noticed a huge difference in my mood, energy, and even my relationships. Rest didn't make me fall behind. It actually helped me thrive. Here's another thought. What if we reframe rest as an essential part of productivity? When you rest, you're recharging your mental and physical energy, which allows you to show up as your best self. So next time you feel guilty about resting, remind yourself that you're not wasting time. You're investing it. Let's get into the practical stuff. How can you incorporate rest into your life without feeling like you're falling behind? Start small. If the idea of taking a full day off feels overwhelming, start with small breaks. Maybe it's 10 minutes in the morning to journal or an afternoon walk to clear your mind. Small, consistent habits can make a huge difference. Next thing. Set boundaries. This one's big. Learn to say no to things that don't align with your priorities. Protect your time like it's your most valuable resource, because it is. Saying no isn't about letting people down. It's about showing up fully for the things that matter most. Now here's something important. Unplugging regularly. Social media and constant notifications can make you feel like you always need to be online. Try unplugging for an hour a day or setting your phone to do not disturb mode during certain times. You'll be amazed at how freeing it feels. Now, what about creating a wind down routine? At the end of the day, give yourself time to transition from work mode to rest mode. This could be reading, meditating, or doing a skincare routine. Whatever helps you relax. A wind down routine signals to your body and mind that it's time to rest. Now, the last thing. Celebrate rest. Treat rest like the accomplishment it is. Instead of feeling guilty, remind yourself that you're doing something good for your health and well-being. Share your rest wins with friends or journal about how rest has made you feel. celebrate it just like you would any other achievement. One powerful tool for embracing rest is mindfulness. Mindfulness isn't just about meditating. It's about being present in the moment. When you're mindful, you're not worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. Instead, you're giving your brain the gift of stillness. Think about this. How often do you truly pay attention to what you're doing? Whether it's eating, walking, or even brushing your teeth in the morning, we're often multitasking or thinking about something else. But when you're mindful, even the simplest activities can become a form of rest. Here's a quick exercise. The next time you're having a meal, focus on every single bite. Notice all the flavors, textures, and how your body feels when you eat. That's mindfulness in action. It is incredibly grounding. Research shows that mindfulness can lower stress, improve focus, and even help with anxiety and depression. So if you're finding it hard to rest, start by being mindful during your everyday activities. It's a small change, but can make a huge difference. So you may be thinking, is this just about me? For some people who feel guilty about spending time for yourself, listen to this. Rest doesn't just benefit you. It benefits your relationships too. Think about how you show up for the people in your life when you're well rested versus when you're running on empty fuel. When you're rested, you're patient, more present, and more capable of truly connecting with others. One thing I've noticed is that hustle culture often leads to isolation. When you're constantly busy, it's easy to lose touch with friends and family. But prioritizing rest gives you the time and energy to nurture those relationships. Here's a tip. Schedule rest that involves your loved ones. Maybe it's a quiet evening, a phone call with a friend, or a family game night. Rest doesn't have to mean being alone. It can be a way to strengthen your connections that you already have. Many people are waking up to the reality that hustle culture isn't sustainable. As individuals, we can be a part of this movement by normalizing rest in our own lives. When you take a break or prioritize self-care, you're setting an example for others. You're showing that it's okay to rest. I'd love to hear from you. What's your biggest challenge when it comes to rest? Do you struggle with feeling guilty, or is it hard to find the time? Here's my challenge. This week, take one intentional step toward embracing rest. Maybe it's a 15-minute break in the middle of your day or a tech-free evening where you just relax. Whatever it is, commit to it and let me know how it goes. You can reach out to me on Instagram or email me at keepcalmmentalhealthon@gmail.com. Instagram handle is keepcalmandmentalhealthonpodcast. I'd love to share some of your stories on a future episode, and if you're open to it, I'd love to feature some listener experiences on the podcast. Your story could inspire someone else to embrace rest too. And that's it for today's episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I hope this inspired you to rethink the way you approach rest and productivity. Remember, rest isn't just okay. It's necessary. It's how we recharge, refocus, and show up as our best selves. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review or share it with someone who might need to hear this message. Every share helps spread the word and create a community where rest and mental health are priorities. I'll see you next time for our next episode, Self-Care 101, what it really means and how to make it work for you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the second episode, Keep Calm and Mental Health On. Your support means the world to me. I can't wait to continue this journey with you. Until then, remember that your mental health matters, and you are never alone in this journey. Take care of yourself, and I'll see you next time. Signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity. This is Aditi Adiga reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.